Anybody ever heard of Do-Re-Mi, France? Here? Do-Re-Mi, France. It's one of those little small villages on the Meuse River in northeastern France. It's one of those villages you probably get lost, if not for the sake of one thing. Do-Re-Mi, France was the home of Joan of Arc. Now, I hope you've heard of Joan of Arc. That's not Noah's wife. She was a lady of historical significance. Joan of Arc, who was born in 1412, had claimed to have received some visions that told her that she must throw her support behind a man by the name of Charles VII. At that time, it was during the Hundred-Year War between France and England, and Charles VII was trying to claim the throne of France. And he was having opposition, of course, from the English, but also from even his own countrymen. Some of the nobles of France didn't want Charles VII to reign on the throne. Well, Joan of Arc says she had these visions. She was able to convince Charles of that, and Charles gave her a commission in the army of France. There was a siege going on at the city of Orleans at that time, and Charles sent Joan and her troops to help that city and to overcome the siege that the English had against the city. She was able to do that successfully. And then she was also able to rally the morale of the troops of France to the extent that they were able to defeat the English and actually expel them from the country for a period of time. Charles VII told Joan of Arc that she could have any reward that she wanted, name her own price. And instead of gold and silver, and great wealth such as that, and lands beyond measure, Joan of Arc asked Charles VII that her little city, her little town, little village of Do-Re-Mi, France, might be exempt from taxes for as long as it's possible. Now, they finally caught Joan of Arc, and she was handed over to the English. In fact, she was betrayed by some French nobles. And at the age of 19, she was burned at the stake. But that little town of Do-Re-Mi, France, for the next 300 years, was exempt from taxes. In fact, it said you can go back and look at the ancient tax records of France, and on the page of that little village, written in red ink, across the page it says, "Save for the Maid," meaning they didn't have to pay any taxes. You know, I think about that, and then I think about another book, more ancient than the tax records of France, a book that's referred to in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12 called the Book of Life. And in that Book of Life are the names of every one of us, of every act we've ever done, every bad word we've ever uttered, every bad thought we've ever had, every terrible act we've ever done. But you see, on some of those pages, written in blood, says the word "save" for the master. Colossians chapter 1, verse 14, Paul writes this. He says, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. We owe a great debt, but because of the blood of Christ, that has been relieved. And we are free of that debt, just as the citizens of Do-Re-Mi, France, were free of taxes because of one young lady. Because of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we can be free of sin." I hope that's you. I open the Book of Life on your page. There are those words written in blood, "Save for the Master." It says you are one of his, that you've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, and that you're prepared to meet your God when your time is up. If that's not you, you have this opportunity right now as we stand and sing this song to make that right in your life. Why don't you do that?